My name is Ishwar Taylor. I'm the president of the Gujarat Hindu Society. I was the secretary at that point, and this all came about with our dancers performing at the Queen's Silver Jubilee at Blackpool. Whilst the performance took place, I was approached by Lord Lieutenant Lancashire, who was Lord Townley, and he was very interested in the dancing, and also he asked me a few questions about our centre, and he said, is it possible to arrange a visit? So to that, obviously, it was yes.
Prahlad Nyai. I was in the committee as well then, you know, and I think it was a great thing because everybody was so happy about him visiting the centre, you know.
It was kept totally secret. So apart from myself and one or two other people, nobody knew.
The hardest thing was to keep it secret, you know. Everybody was knowing that, but you know, they would just smile on each other, but they wouldn't say what it is or something like that.
When the time came nearer, there was a full check with sniffer dogs to check the building out for any suspicious things. And we had to slightly restrict the dog going into the temple. But that was quite a moment because there were people everywhere checking the grounds of the building as well for security purposes. Obviously, as Charles was going to get married soon, there was quite a buzz because not only within the Hindu community, but generally people living in this area. And on the day when he came, you could not get a space in South Mandal Lane to stand. Both sides of the roads were absolutely jam-packed.
It was very, very smart, very well-spoken as well, pink, very shy and, yeah.
And he was welcomed by Indian tradition with garlands and flowers. He came in, and the first thing we had to ask him to do is take his shoes off. So that was quite a hilarious moment. He says, do I have to? I said, well, if you want to come in the temple, you will have to. to which he laughed and agreed. Once we were in the temple, the priest did the tilak on his forehead. Prince Charles is quite aware of all the different cultures. Obviously, he's interested in people. And he seemed to be very, very at ease. And we came into the main hall where there were youths playing table tennis and pool. So he decided to have a go at it, and he potted the black ball straight away.
How much conversation was there about his wife, about Diana, about the wedding?
At that time, my brother was getting married 2 days later, and we had a picture of Prince Charles and Diana in the main hall. So obviously you could not miss it. But there wasn't much conversation because he was so engrossed with everything we were showing him around. He had a very, very good knowledge of Indian culture because of his visits to India. Everybody was just elated about the visit. For me, it was an honor because he was in the limelight at that point as he was getting married. And also for the society, because the society had played an active role since its inception in 1975.